Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Well, it is indeed rosé time. It's spring. Everybody's drinking them. They have moved to the front of the wine store. There's no escaping the huge pile of rosés as you walk in. There's just like, you know, a
it
zillion of them.
It glows pink.
It glows pink and they're from everywhere. And we have a couple from this very country to review this morning.
That's right. And it's funny that they're both from the West Coast and they're both Rhone blends.
Exactly so. Well, 2013 Charles & Charles Rosé from Columbia Valley, Washington State. Mostly Syrah, 86%, and the rest of it, Sasson, Grenache, Cunoise, and Mourvèdre. But really, this is pretty much a Syrah wine. You know, Mary, I have to say, a lot of times, rosés get criticized for being sweet, and this one was sweet, and it felt a little too sweet for me. I have to say, most rosés are bone dry, and this didn't thrill me. How was it for you?
The dominant flavor profile I get from this wine is sweet tea. I think off mic you mentioned bubblegum, and that was another thing. I don't think anyone has added sugar to this wine, but it is very, very fruit forward. It's a much broader tropical fruit profile than you will find probably in Old World rosés, and as we will see, in some New World rosés as well.
Our second rosé was from Tablas Creek, and they are unbelievably reputable. That's a name when I see it, I know it's going to be a good one.
Right, this is the 2013 Tablas Creek Patelin de Tablas Rosé. And Tablas Creek was founded by the Perrin family, who owned Chateau Beaucastel, which is a storied house in the Rhone. They do a brilliant Chateau Neuf du Pape. They also do some Côte d'Rhône. So Tablas Creek was founded by the Perrin family and Robert Haas, who is an importer who owns vineyard brands. And so they make Rhone-style wines in Paso Robles. The cépage, the blend, is not that different from the Charles & Charles. The dominant wine is Grenache instead of Syrah, but there's also Mourvèdre, and there's also Cunoise again. The color was different, whereas the rosé from Charles & Charles is a deep rosy pink. The Tablas Creek is more of that onion skin, orangey color. And frankly, the first sip I took of the Tablas Creek, I thought, I don't know, there's not much there. It started to bloom, though. I actually had a glass from the open bottle the second night, and it was just full of strawberries.
Mm.
Really, but delicate. It's not going to be the one, if you want the big magenta color that tastes like raspberries. This is really a little more delicate. So strawberries, a little bit of spice like cardamom and white pepper. I liked it. You have to be particular about what you drink it with.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice to sip alone. It would be nice with soft cheeses. I think it would be nice with simple seafood preparations.
So just basically give it a little time to breathe and you'll have some nice results.
Yeah.
So the Tablas Creek Rosé and also the Rosé from Charles & Charles, one from California, the other from Washington State. Two nice Rosé options, and there are a zillion others. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.